First, we'll do some agenda items here. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, the PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486, or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the Board Council for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material will be available on the county's website at clarkcountynevada.gov/LaughlinTAB. At this time, I will do roll call. I am here. Kathy Oakes.
Here.
Bradley Beck.
Here.
Fred Doten and Kathleen Haas is excused. Our secretary is Tammy Harris. She can be reached at 702-298-0828 or tammy.harris at clarkcountynevada.gov. We also have our county liaison, Mark Moskowitz, who can be reached at 702-298-0828 or 702-455-6173 or mark.moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at clarkcountynevada.gov. At this time, we will do the call to order and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. This is a time for public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by a majority vote. Seeing as no one's up, I will combine. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi. My name is Emma Fico, F like in Frank, I, C like in Charles, O as in Oscar. I live at 3255 Partridge Run Street. I live at Quail Ridge, and I just don't, just wondering who we contact about the issues that we are having with the wash that face, that our back patios face. We have people racing their ATVs back there. One of them flipped and wound up inside the wash, which to me, I think is dangerous. Also, we have these motorbikes that come and they race. When they race on the other side, it's not a problem. But when they race on this side of the wash, then when we're sitting out there, we have to pack up whatever we're doing and go back into the house, and we're unable to enjoy our patios. So I was just kind of curious. I know I contacted Mark about it, but I'm just kind of curious as to who is it that we contact with that kind of a problem?
Madam Chair, I do think, have you made any, or to make phone calls towards Metro, if they oversee that? But also one thing that occurs to me, and I live in Quail Ridge as well, so, but I don't have your view. But code enforcement, would they have anything to do with off-highway vehicles and recreational paths?
So we've reached out, we've talked with Metro, and also have contacted Bureau of Land Management, since it's state land, and also air quality, and they should be out, I think they're out this week and all that, but we've alerted, and I appreciate Emma bringing it all forward, but yeah, just to be aware.
Yeah, air quality would be huge, because make any dust, and they have a listing with Clark County as well, don't they?
Yep, and you can always call our office and we can get to that number, and just to be aware that sometimes when it's too windy, they actually can't go out there because that's hard to target stuff. They told us that when we put that in, the next few days was going to be a lot of wind, so they came the following day, but yeah. So.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to combine item 3 and 4, approval of the minutes for February 11th, 2025, and approval of the agenda for March 11th, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I'll make a motion, Madam Chair.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, on the Puppy Love and Annual Vaccination Event from February 15th. Riverflow Committee update, remembering former Laughlin Town Advisory Board member Herm Walker, and any other updates from Clark County. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Chair. If you'll bring up my presentation, please. So Puppy Love was a huge success. We had over 200 animals, cats and dogs, were vaccinated and microchipped. It was a really great event. It's one of our signature events that Commissioner Naft has brought to the community. People were there from 8:30 in the morning, and the Animal Foundation, I just want to thank them so much. They stayed much later, and we were able to get a lot of animals taken care of. I want to thank Tammy from my office, her daughter, they always help, as well as Metro, the MVPs, the VIPs, the Chamber of Commerce, Clark County Fire, Alon, Bronson, and Don with Parks and Rec. It's really a true community event. We had food, we had music, we had a caricature that was doing pictures of people, so and a lot of local vendors as well. So really good turnout. We couldn't do this without the whole community's help, so MVPs and VIPs are great at directing traffic and all that, so we'll look forward to it. It'll be 2026, probably in February. We're trying to keep it every year at the same time, just so people remember it and also get up to date on their vaccinations.
Plus the temperature helps.
Yes, and the temperature. And it was a very warm day, which was nice for February. So a lot of animals were microchipped, which was wonderful. Please make sure you go to mypethealth.com. And as you can see here, when you go to the website, you want to click where that blue arrow is, and then it'll take you to a site with the next thing. The microchip won't mean anything unless you register it. We get that a lot of times. People get their microchip, they don't register it, then the dog gets lost, they scan it, they can't return it. So just please remember to do that. If you have any problems, call our office, or you can call the Animal Foundation at 702-384-3333, and they can help you. Also, I know some paperwork was probably sent out. If you didn't get it, just call our office. Maybe it was an address that was hard to read on the paper, and we can get you some contact information like that. But I know they're sending out all the paperwork as well. So my next update is the Riverflow Committee. I know I sit on that meeting with a lot of partners in the room. It really is to help with the Bureau of Reclamation to let our business owners, our tourism, our chamber know what's going to happen with the river so we can plan accordingly. They are a state agency and a federal agency, so they kind of have the first say of what they can do, but they've been keeping us in communication. They're working with us. We're always trying to work to make communication better, so if there's an event or we know it's a big weekend, we kind of let them know and they kind of work with us. So I'll periodically give some more updates on that as well. So if we can bring back my presentation, let's see. Whoops. Probably. I just want to, let's see if we can get it up there. Whoops. There we go. So Herm Walker passed away on February 20th of 2025 at the age of 90. Herm Walker was a member of our Laughlin Town Advisory Board from 2020 to 2024, and we truly appreciated all he did. Herm actually moved to Laughlin in 1992. He was born and raised in South Dakota and practiced law for 50 plus years, 25 of those years being at the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino as a corporate attorney. And Herm would always joke, he always said he and his wife were headed to Tucson to retire in the Southwest, but they got to Laughlin and their car broke down and they couldn't go any further, so that's where they stayed and they've been here ever since. So Herm was a great member of the community. On Monday, March 24th at 1 p.m. at the Riverside Resort and the Don Laughlin Celebrity Theater, they'll be doing his remembrance. And I would just ask everyone if we could just do a moment of silence for Herm. Thank you. And then, so every 2 years, our town board goes to a training in Las Vegas, and they learn all the stuff that's about Clark County and town boards. And one of our own town board members did a really nice interview and did a video, and they're actually putting it out on social media to recruit people. And I just want to share it. Kathy Oakes, you did a great job. It's already been on our social media. So.
It was a couple of years ago.
No, I think it was last year, wasn't it?
Was it
well, let's. So
I don't know. There's a lot of terms and it runs.
We'll see. So if we want to bring up that presentation, I could start the video.
This is before I got pissed.
So.
The town advisory boards were developed by the county commission to help strengthen local rule and knowledge about the local environment, local communities. Our county commissioners rely on us who live in the communities that are the proverbial boots on the ground to know what it is that their constituents want. We work together as a team and provide information and input on zoning, how we want the town to develop, what the infrastructure is going to be, how we're going to, you know, develop the schools and the roads and traffic and what they feel is a good fit for that community, because sometimes what works in Las Vegas will not work in a rural community. So it just keeps you connected to the core, to what it is that brought you to that community, and you can affect change and you can make things better.
I didn't even remember it.
No,
it seems like so long ago.
Yep, so thank you so much for doing that. They're actually using that as a recruitment video for other town boards that have vacancies. I know ours is an elected one, but there's other ones in the county are appointed, so they've been putting that on our social media, and I really appreciate you explaining it clearly and well for the community. So thank you for doing that. My next update, I know last month we spoke about the silver copper crossing speed going up to 45, and I also mentioned that they were going to be in the process of adding turnouts on Laughlin Parkway, which leads up to the bridge. So this is hot off the press. I just got the information. So more information will be coming out of like a formal press release and all that, but I want to share this today. So March 24th is when they're going to start the project. So what it's going to be is it'll be a full closure of Laughlin Parkway. Essentially, the bridge will be completely closed. We're also working with Bullhead City to let them know to close on that side. However, it's going to be Monday through Thursday. So Monday from 5 a.m. to Thursday at 6 p.m. So 6 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the bridge road will all be open. So we've worked with our neighbors across the river, Bullhead. We've talked with our agencies. We've talked with Metro to figure out the best way to complete the project. But we have to do a full closure. But we feel that those times are acceptable and it'll work. They're going to be there all day. Please remember, you do have the other bridge, the older bridge, as well as the private bridge by the Avi. So we do have options to do that. But it's going to be 10 turnouts. They're about 200 feet of emergency turnouts. They'll be on Laughlin Parkway. There'll be four that will be on the eastbound side, and there'll be six on the westbound side. So it's going to be about a three-week project. The reason is they want to be there all day and all night to do everything. That's why we're going to do a full closure, so they don't have to remove the equipment, bring the equipment back, and all that. But we think this is going to give everyone a little bit of time to plan ahead. However, we are open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which I believe is the busier times of using. So we'll be having a press release coming out probably later this week, just to let people know. But they'll probably start putting some boards out there just to let people know, starting this date, the road and the bridge will be closed. So I appreciate the community's patience with us. This is all positive, in my opinion, that we're able to, as I said, we engineer it, then we have users on it. We've already raised the speed limit. Now we're working on these emergency turnouts. They will also be signed and everything. We'll say, like, emergency stopping only, so it's not going to be parking. Metro will also be able to be out in those as well, so please keep that in mind, that with the speed limit, that is an option for them as well. So we're looking at, and the Commissioner NAFTA's big thing is to be community safety and want to do this as smoothly and efficiently as possible. So, and with that, those are all my updates.
I think it's great. Thank you. All right, receive a report from Lieutenant Rogers. Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other crime.
Good afternoon. I'm Sergeant Donnie Cox, LVMPD, Laughlin Resident Section. So, with our calls for service for the month of February, the calls for service change, the difference is a minor change, dropped for 6.62% in the calls for service in total. The January total from 287 for February of 2025 was 282. Traffic citations are about the same overall, 71 traffic citations, two DUIs, battered domestic violence arrests. There were two adults, no juveniles. Total bookings for Tucker holding facility, adults 17, none for the juveniles. They would be transported back to Las Vegas anyway. No juvenile citations and calls for service at the school, the high school, middle school, and the elementary school were basically the same, two calls. Calls for service at the casinos, the Riverside continues to be the busiest of them all. As it gets warmer, we're going to see that kind of activity is going to pick up a little bit more, but not much of a change there. And in the residential area, you'll notice the difference between the calls for service in January to February. It dropped significantly from month to month. The reason for that is we're working very, very closely with the Justice of the Peace, Juno Briscoe, to make sure we're going through the eviction process, where we've had some critical incidents and violent crime in those particular neighborhoods here recently. So stay on top of that. We've worked very, very hard with the judge to make sure we're streamlining the eviction process to weed out these bad apples from our community. So we've been very successful with that. We're very close to making sure that this neighborhood is as safe as we possibly can make it. So he's done amazing work with us. So Desert Bay, Riverwood, Vista Creek, and the Vintage apartment complexes. We have an association of manager meeting with the managers from each of those places in conjunction with the constable's office. So we're trying to bring all the pieces together to make sure that we make it as smooth and trouble-free as we can to make sure we get these problem people out of our community. With the events coming up here locally, tomorrow we have Coffee with a Cop at the Morning Joy Coffee Shop on Needles Highway at 11 o'clock. Then on the 29th is the Kids Expo in Bullhead City. And on we have the next Red Cross Blood Drive will be here in this room on April 2nd from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. So there's still probably 20, 25 seats and appointments available for the Red Cross Blood Drive. So anybody listening, please come donate blood. And that's all we have. Any questions?
So I have one. So there's 29 CFS in January for the Riverside, and then you go to the next one, Golden Nugget 4, 7, 2. Why is there such a huge amount of calls at the Riverside as opposed to every other?
We get asked this quite often, actually. So I think it's more because of the clientele of the Riverside. They have the arcade, they have laser tag, bowling, the movies. So they think there's more families over there. So any disturbances, they tend to involve Metro Police a lot faster. So I would suggest that some of the other some of the other casinos that they would handle with just security, where they're trespassing individuals, where they have more of a family-oriented establishment there at the Riverside, if that makes sense.
And don't you categorize the RV park, and I forget how many, as part of the Riverside as well, the Riverside RV park that they have? I think there's 300 RVs parked there, so it's like a little community too.
Right, so we include that as part of that address. And actually, the management for the Riverside RV park has been invited to the apartment complex managers, although typically they don't have the same types of problems with evictions that the other apartments would typically traditionally have. All right.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you. Receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and public safety concerns.
Good afternoon. Tim Waller, W-A-L-L-E-R. I am a sergeant with the Nevada Highway Patrol for Laughlin and Searchlight. For the month of February, we had 452 traffic stops with 459 citations issued. There was 40 commercial inspections done in the district by our commercial guy. 8 crashes, 1 arrest, and that totaled us with 581 overall contacts for the month.
Any questions?
No. Just any specific trends you're seeing on the corridor coming in and out?
No. Typically, we're going to see that change when we get our summer traffic. You know, we get the river crowd that comes down, and that's usually a younger crowd, a little more of a party crowd. I do know they have started the repaving project out on US 95. They started that yesterday at marker 37. So they're going to grind out the top surface of that roadway.
And where does that run from?
So US 95, marker 37, all the way through Searchlight to marker 17. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a little over 40 miles. That's slated to go through most of the summer. So what they're going to do is they're going to push all the traffic to the right shoulder and then be repaving the number 2 lane and the left side of the road, essentially. And then when they're done, they'll do it in sections on both sides. So you'll get squeezed down to one lane when you're traveling back and forth to Vegas.
How it used to be forever.
Yeah. Well, the last time they did it.
But those of us that make a lot of runs back and forth to Vegas.
So last time they actually moved all the traffic to one side and worked on one side. This time it seems as though they're going to just push the traffic. They're not going to, you know, have both directions traveling with cones in between. So I think just different company or a different way of doing things. But so we can all look forward to our trips maybe holding us up a little bit back and forth from Vegas through the summer. That's about it.
Okay, thank you.
Clark County Fire Department, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. Don't have anything.
We don't, no.
Hello, Board. Mike Hutch with the Clark County Fire Department. Nice to see you all again. We had 168 calls for service. That's a 14% increase from last year. The highlights of the month for us was we had one code save, which was a heart attack save with one of the residents in the town. And we had 4 overdoses, and all those were saved as well. 2 were fentanyl, and 2 were just prescription drugs mishaps where they took too much of their medication. The only unusual thing is we had 10 calls for elevators. Half of those were at the Riverside. It seems to be they're having some elevator issues. We get called when there's a person stuck in the elevator, not when it's empty. So we've been running a higher amount of elevator calls lately. And that's the only unusual trend, really, that's going on right now.
Would that be about the 14%?
I don't think that contributed that much to it, but it did contribute some to it, for sure. I'd say maybe 5% on that total or so. But you easily get like 5 elevator calls a month, and we had 10 last month.
Does that phone in the elevator go directly to your dispatch, or is it ran through the PBX?
Security who calls us.
Okay.
I know I got stuck in the
elevator. I've been stuck in them before, yeah. I just was curious who they were talking to. And then just out of curiosity, with 4 overdoses, 2 fentanyl and 2 prescription, what are you trending, you know, roughly regarding fentanyl overdoses in this little community?
In this little community, it's at least half of our OD calls, for sure. That was, again, I can't get into because of, you know, specifics, but I can tell you that there were more homeless kind of people than residents with the fentanyl.
I'm sorry, there were more...
But homeless kind of than residents. They weren't residents that were...
Oh, they weren't residents of the community. So they were transients that had overdosed on fentanyl.
Yes.
And so you guys carry all of the reversal agents.
Yeah, Narcan is the big thing, and that's what we...
I couldn't remember the name.
Give them right away.
I was an expert in that stuff.
They snap out right away, so...
Okay.
Like she asked, though, what's the trend overall? Is it, you know, is it increasing? Is it decreasing over the last few years?
It's increasing.
It's increasing?
Yeah. for sure over the last year or so. But much more in the valley, in Las Vegas Valley, than
sure,
than,
obviously,
than,
right.
here, yeah. than in Laughlin. But Laughlin numbers have, over the year, have been significantly, not significantly, have been higher than the year before.
Okay. Yeah, it's just interesting how it makes its way here, too. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Receive a report from Jason Bailey. Big Bend Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Jason Bailey with the Big Bend Water District. Our condolences to Herm Walker's family. Sorry to hear about his passing. Just an update on Big Bend Water District for the month of February. Total diversions were 229 acre feet. Year to date, it's a little bit up from last year, year to date. But I think if we look over the overall trend of the last 5 years, it's still down a little bit. So we are seeing a little bit uptick of water use, but nothing to be concerned at this point. Water system update, we have some upgrades and repairs, replacements to the Thousand Zone MCC, as well as Casino Drive Pump Station. Our treatment plant also completed its fire inspection. Financial update for the fiscal year to date through the end of January. The accumulated debt balance decreased from the fiscal year end of $3.47 million to $1.92 million. Again, that was as a result of primarily the receipt of a number of state revolving fund loans. And then last month, I reported on the Water Resources Development Act funding. We had submitted a letter of intent to the Army Corps of Engineers for the design of a tank. We have since received a letter back from the Army Corps saying that they received it. Thank you for the information. They understand the ask and that they will consider it as they do all of their other projects. And that is my report.
Any questions?
Madam Chair. Just under development inquiries.
Sure.
If you wouldn't mind, so we understand, you know, what the inquiries were in question. You have Laughlin Bay Marina, you have Solar Plant, which we haven't heard from them here in quite some time here before this board, Cottage Court Unit 4, and then Commonwealth. If you could just kind of give us the details of what it is that their inquiries are with you.
Okay. As far as I know, Commonwealth was the senior housing development that I think they've since, they haven't reached back out to us about that.
The ones that were given the grant for the 36
Correct.
Units?
Yes.
Okay.
That was
okay.
Commonwealth Company. The solar plant, that request is for construction water only. That was a request made about 2 years ago. We haven't heard from them again either, but that was just a request that was made. Laughlin Bay Marina and Cottage Court, I believe residential and I'm not sure how many units each, but primarily residential. Maybe multifamily for the Laughlin Bay Marina.
And those were the last dates that we're talking March 2023, April 2023, and April 2024.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, nothing since April 2024.
I just thought perhaps there was something recent that I wasn't aware of. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Will Smith is not here today. Kelly Lear is not here. Carrie Larson is not here. Don't see Jackie.
Oh, yep.
Oh,
there she is.
Yeah.
She changed her hair a little, so we're struggling.
No more color.
Yeah. I can't
Freed
say
myself.
That. Until mine looks like that, I can't say that.
Jackie Wallin, W-A-L-L-I-N, representing the Laughlin Tourism Commission. Our report remains specifically for the three that I reported last month, the same, Cinch Rodeo for April 12th and 13th. A marketplace has been added for before and after each rodeo event, so that is not of cost. You can get into the marketplace for free. And those hours will be posted. They're already live on Facebook. I don't know how much more literature is going to go out from Aquarius for that. Townwide concerts, the only thing we can announce right now is Gretchen Wilson and Big and Rich, and that's May 24th. But I can tell you that we have two fall signed as of today. One will be, the announcement will come at the end of this month, and the second one will be announced at the end of April. Both very large concerts for LEC. Rockets Over the River is still a big go. If you know that we've added 4 minutes this year, it was 18 minutes, we went to 20 minutes, and then I was able to negotiate 22 minutes. So that's gonna be July 4th only. And that will be from 9 until about, you should plan 9:35. The water will be at 4 units between 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. for safety personnel for launching and keeping people back from the fallout zone. I do want to tell you that Mark has been sitting in on the water flow committee. Some of it's positive, but mostly the stuff that we're receiving in the water flow committee has not been very agreeable. Our water flows for the weekends have been adjusted, and the two peak period has been made some really difficult choices for business models. We are negotiating with them right now. A lot of elected officials are helping us, I guess I should say, to help us with the water flow. It's been unpredictable. If you know, in the last 2 weeks, we've been having huge water flows during the day between Monday and Thursday, and then no water flows on the weekends. That's not acceptable. We are been receiving 80, 85 degree temperatures, not just for tourism, but for our locals and tour operators. But the commercial operators and all stakeholders involved on both sides of the river, including real estate, municipalities, and all that, are on our water flow committee meeting every month. And I think that we're going to increase those to every 3 weeks. Bria Sciadini from Laughlin River Tours is still the chairperson for that, and I'm still the administrator. So we are trying to keep everybody updated, including the press, so that everybody knows when there's a low water flow expected. Then we will be able to announce it. One thing it will really affect is the fight against the caddisfly. They are not so willing to give us low water flows during the middle of the week to help eliminate the larvae and pupae stages of the caddisfly because of their perceived effect on the fingerlings and on the razorback suckerfish. So we are trying to prove that the studies have been made, and we have plenty of volunteers on the water to ensure that those things that they are talking negatively about don't happen. I have encouraged them to come down and watch the water flows so that they can see it for themselves. But when people are absent, as you say, in like for boards, advisory boards, it's really hard to convince them that things are different than what they perceive. So we're working really hard on that, and we're asking BOR to make another visit down here and take a trip with us. I was notified on Friday that the Legacy Racing will be here. It's not a Laughlin Tourism Commission's event. It is Legacy Racing, and it's not sponsored by us. It's called Battleground, and they will be here from April 10th to April 13th. I was advised on Friday that Clark County approved their participation in our area, and they will be using the usual racetrack that they have from the corner out 12 miles. I just want to let you guys know that that's here. I didn't announce it because it's not one of ours, but I was advised that that was approved for Legacy Racing. I don't know if you remember Bill Westbrook. He was our big event and entertainment signer for years, 10, 15, I know, I think it was close to 30 years that he and Sherry Westbrook were really involved in signing entertainment here in our area. He has passed away, and his service is going to be next Friday. I can give you the exact date. I left my calendar over there, but he was very instrumental in bringing entertainment, live bands, and like bluegrass and that kind of stuff to our tri-state, and it's a big loss for us. And I stand for any questions.
No, thank you. No, thank you, Jackie.
Okay, planning and zoning, there's not any general business, none. This is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote.
Martin Knauss, K-N-A-U-S-S, 3826 Duke of Earl Court, Laughlin, representing the Laughlin Economic Development Corporation. The LEDC submitted two subjects for discussion during the information items section of today's meeting. County staff rejected our request to discuss these items with you. We wanted to discuss the Hyco Springs and Bridge Canyon Diversion Project and the associated Bruce Woodbury SID. The delays that are occurring in design and moving forward with the diversion project leave the danger from flash flooding at Bruce Woodbury Drive and Thomas Edison Drive, as well as the near catastrophic flooding across Casino Drive. The March 2023 flood event thankfully caused no loss of life, but extensive property damage occurred and the potential for loss of life was great. Another event while the county dithers on this project will be catastrophic to this community. The Bruce Woodbury SID will require the lands that will be included to be appraised. As there is a moratorium on water service to all properties in Laughlin, the appraised value of the property will be severely impacted. Thus, the SID will fail. Without the SID, there will be no development along Bruce Woodbury, as you need curbs, gutters, utility improvements, etc. Since it appears county staff will not let LEDC discuss any county projects at the Laughlin Town Advisory Board meeting, you have to wait for the county departments to show up and present an update. We doubt it will be a very enlightening discussion. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Or I just have an announcement to make regarding the chamber, but go ahead. Bob, if you have to speak, yeah.
Robert Bilbray, 1631 Cal Edison Drive, Laughlin, Nevada. An unrelated issue and information-wise, as you know, in 2007 master land use plan, we set aside 40 acres for a community cemetery. The cemetery development has been very high on every town board's list since 2007, and I wanted to let you know that I've reached out to both churches and Knights of Columbus and to represent this. We think the time is now that we should proceed ahead with planning the 40-acre site that's located on Ahomakov Parkway and has been on the on our master land use plan since 2007. I'll reach out to the appropriate county agencies for help and design on it, but our residents are getting very tired of taking the deceased either to Las Vegas or to Desert Lawn across the river. I'll keep the board advised as to the progress, but I wanted to let the board know it's time to move and probably way over time to move. It's a heart-wrenching to see our community have to drive that far to visit their relatives. Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, do you want me to go over there or can I just make the announcement from here? Thank you. Just information for the community. I know Connie isn't here today, but yesterday we had representatives from the Small Business Administration, Janet Hartley and also Tim Martin with the SBA. A project that's been in the works for a little while has been standing up a Service Corps of Retired Executive Branch within the Laughlin Chamber. And what this will be is is business mentoring for the future residents of Laughlin. I myself have volunteered to mentor people going through the county process, going through to start up, stand up new businesses, connecting them with lenders, going through the business licensing process, incorporations, CPAs, attorneys, and that type of network. Something that Laughlin hasn't had, but I think if we're going to grow in the future, it's something that we will have. And officially, they will stand that up from the SBA. There'll be an announcement through the SBA on April 1st through the chamber offices. So that's, you know, we'll even be preparing business plans. And there is talk about networking with the high school for a division of DECA, or what in my day was known as the Future Business Leaders of America. So getting the youth involved in putting together business plans, understanding financials, to just encourage, you know, future generations of entrepreneurs.
Okay, that's great. So. Thank you. Anyone else?
You just come up to the speaker. Yeah, come up to that. Sorry. And no problem.
I heard the young lady talk about, you know, some races. That's going to be here in Laughlin. Is that where it is, the races?
April 10th
okay.
And April
16th. Right, in April. Okay, so my question is this. So are they responsible to maintaining the air quality here? We one time, I think about 2 years ago, I had to contact Mr. Naft. You couldn't see from one end to the other end of Woodbury. That's how bad the dust was. So are they going to be able to at least try to maintain, do something about not so much dust coming up? Because it's a hazard. In the sense that when they're driving, you couldn't see. We were driving and we couldn't see anything that was in front of us, like 10 feet in front of us. We couldn't see anything. And then I just want to have another question. You know the mall? It's anybody running that place? All the businesses are gone. They're going to Fort Mojave and to Bullhead, and we're losing a lot of revenue because of it. You know, I mean, people come when they come here to go to whatever concerts or so on, they come to shop because a lot of women don't like to gamble. And they got to go over there and leave the money over there instead of leaving it over here, which is sad, you know, because we could use that revenue.
We sure could.
You want to address that, Mark? Because that's my understanding.
With the... So the permitting, the county has a whole process where it goes through all these departments for permitting. Jackie probably has more information on that, but I know, like the chair said, there is water trucks. And but as always, like, if it seems excessive, please contact air quality control. Please contact, like, Metro, contact all these people, let them know that this doesn't seem right, you know?
Right. Jackie?
Yes, there. Every event has air quality permits, and they are required to spread water on dirt, on soil that has become airbound. They have to do it every so often. BLM is on those sites 24/7 monitoring those effects, and those water trucks are used, and the water outlet is right there for them to fill their trucks. So there's no reason for them not to do that, although I don't have control over those anymore because I'm not the sponsor and don't monitor compliance on those. I cannot speak on those promoter's behalf, but I know that there is a permit that goes out from air quality. So the other question you had was about
the mall.
The mall is up for sale. That's why everybody's moving out. It's been for sale. There are some very interested purchasers, but I can't speak on that either. There's also a desire to develop it into something else besides a mall, and those things will come out. I, on behalf of the Mojave County Airport Authority, as a secretary of the board, I'd like to give you two updates. And one of them is that the taxiway rehab project has begun. It's a 45-day project. It started last Monday. They fell behind just a couple days, and they worked over the weekend to catch up because the surface was a little harder than they expected to pull up. So they're working really hard to get that done. And for those of you who didn't know, the Women's Aviation Group, the 99s, women aviators, are coming here on the 26th, and they're being hosted by the Riverside Resort, and all of us volunteers are going to be out at the airstrip to welcome them with welcome bags, outlining all the services that they can receive within 25 miles of the airport, and they're going to be here to assess the hospitality that we can provide. And since the airport bought the fixed base operations and it's not run by Signature anymore, we are able to provide those and price incentives on fuel and landing and tie downs in the future. And we're trying to sell those special services now that Signature would not provide. But now that the FBO is under the airport's
umbrella.
Yeah, umbrella, yep. Now that we can do those special things for special people. And they'll be here on the 26th for 3 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, our next meeting is April 8th in this room. And if I can get a motion to adjourn.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.